Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. This time I thought I would make mention of another set of costs that the state wants to pass on to counties. And I'll start off with credit to the Juvenile Probation Department and the Adult Probation Department, frankly, of Humboldt County. They do an excellent job. They try to work money where they can. They try to find funds. They do a good job of supervision. And they only send minors away to the Department of Corrections when they really have to. But in SB 284, they want to do another penalty. This is the state. To increase from $24,000 to $125,000 a year, a commitment to the Department of Corrections for a person who is 15 years of age or younger. Now, you wouldn't think that there would be cases where someone that young would go, but there are. The most heinous murder that I ever worked, and I was the primary investigator in this case, involved a 15-year-old suspect. The rape, the murder, the four weapons used in torturing and murdering the elderly woman that he assaulted were unlike anything that I saw. And I was involved in a number of homicides and a variety of other abuse cases, but this was probably by far the worst. And the only remorse shown by this young man was the fact that he got caught. That was it. Nothing else. And I spoke to him for several hours about what had occurred, how it had occurred, why it had occurred. There are those occasions. But to charge rural counties, who try very hard not to send people $125,000 for something where they need to do that commitment, to me is a tragedy. But they're going to do it to Humboldt County. I should give you a disclaimer. I was a member for years, the Humboldt County Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Commissions for the County of Humboldt, appointed by the court. So that was something that I had done. I've seen it firsthand. I've read extensively on the process. This isn't something the state needs to do. It's just one more piece of getting more income and forcing counties to hold people when in those rare occasions where they are sending them out, in the case of many of the rural counties, that they're going to get a bite. In this case, I think that's reprehensible. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.